Get in the cups.
All right, Rick, I don't really text riders after the race, but I did you. You'll see it later. Yeah, that was impressive. You were loose and sending it. Good job, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, I've been just a tick off all year. And I was so stoked to not see him in front of me in that main event. And I almost
that's what drove you. You're just like,
well, I thought I almost gave it away there whenever I hit neutral. But then
is that what happened?
When I hit neutral. And then, those next couple laps were fast. And then I was like, man, I know I'm hurting, but I got a little bit of extra grit in me. I know he's hurting a little bit probably worse than me. Yeah. So I'm going to figure this shit out. And, man.
Your whoop speed was good. I thought afterwards, yeah.
I think it was lap three, dude. My leg came off. My foot slipped off. I had a big one. But then ever since that was the first time, like, I've actually – hold on, my back. First time I actually was, like, pretty solid every lap. Like, it was sick. And they weren't big, but they were still sketchy because how small and fast they were.
That was, like, the ultimate RJ ride. Like, super fast, loose, just without some of the falls. Really impressive, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's just – I mean – Jed already had that championship, but still, man, that was a fun race. Like, I enjoyed that. I felt good. Hey, a win's a win. Like, I don't care if there's two people out there, and if I beat that guy, that's a supercross win. I know how hard those things are to come by, so I do not take that for granted.
No, that was impressive to make up that time and do that. That was a great ride, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Cool.